5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are we podcasting?
I believe we are podcasting.
I'm deep conditioning also, so
if you're watching this on YouTube, Jen has a very good slick back.
Simply irresistible. I look like one of those ladies.
Down. Yeah, but your hair's going to be really nice and conditioned.
I hope so.
I don't like staying and getting a full blowout.
I don't either.
I go and get my roots done quite a bit, so like a blowout to me is like I got somewhere to go or it... Otherwise, I go wet-headed, and I do not care.
I believe this about you.
Yeah,
I don't care. The only attention I have is just for you to put the stuff on. I even said today, I was like, I can wash it out myself.
No, I don't want to do that. I won't be thorough. I'll leave half of it in my head. I'll be dead with chemicals.
Part of your hair is very dark.
But some part of it's bald. What did you do? Well, I tried my own at-home hair treatment. You want to know what bugs me, though? And... God, if somebody knows the secret to this, please tell me. But I think it's like a little bit annoying that, unless I'm wrong about this, that like at a salon, by the way, follow us on all the socials, review and subscribe.
Watch
before I start getting
YouTube.
Mad about something.
Yep.
Okay. So like when you go to a salon, the products they use are supposed to be better for you than if you go to like Walgreens and buy something that's $6 and you slap it on your head, right?
Yes.
It bugs me that we can't get access to the stuff that is better for your hair without paying salon prices. Now, I think Madison Reed might be the one exception to that, but I don't know enough about them that if their stuff qualifies as like salon grade, but you have to have like a card to get into those fancy, salon only.
Professional.
And I know that that's like the price for admission. You know, you're getting like, but I think it's unfair that you can't get... Like the chemicals are bad for you with all that
just
other crap.
Just throwing it out there. You're L'Oreal. Okay.
Right.
That you're Mr. L'Oreal. Okay?
I'm Amelia.
And you.
I'm enjoying my yacht.
There is a bleach component to your hair items, like to your hair dyes and whatnot. If somebody fucks that up, and they will, it probably is happening right now.
At an at-home job?
How many times do you want to get sued by giving somebody the full chemicals?
Like,
there's a lot of damage you can do with those chemicals.
Okay.
So you can burn your skin, you can burn your hair, make your hair fall out.
But then that crap that you just buy at the grocery store, it's just bad for you, but it's been, somebody said yes.
I don't know if it's bad for you. It's probably like... slightly watered down so it's less of the chemical components.
And nobody's ever looked at me after I've done one of those and gone, you look radiant.
And they're very basic too. So it's like
part
of the
problem
with it is, part of it is like they either have a blue base or a red base to them or like a yellow base.
Okay.
And so that's how people turn their hair green all the time. Is
done
by
that?
Like using different So that's the main reason because you're not a professional.
And I'm not trying to take away from all of our lovely salon professionals. I'm just saying it's becoming the price of a mortgage to get my hair done. The other option for that is that I could just let my hair go natural. But go fuck yourself.
I am never, even just while he was doing my roots today, I was like, I don't want to see that. Where he's like pulling it up and putting the stuff. I was like, I don't want to see all of that. Lying to myself.
Oh,
and I would like you to help me do that.
I had done a box job just in the front of my hair because we were in a hurry or whatever. And I was like, I just need it to look good for when we're on camera, like whatever. And my daughter was braiding, learning how to braid. And so she parted my hair down the middle and went like this. And I took a video of it because I thought it was so sweet. And you see her face go, oh. And I go, what? She goes, whoa, mommy. And I go, what? She goes, they have not been coloring your hair back here. And I was like, take it down a notch, sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I forget the back.
I don't care
what anybody says back there. I'm like,
I'll do that spray a lot. I do think it makes
my head itch.
Yes.
Me too.
I thought,
or I look like Eddie Munster because I try to.
Menopausal symptom that, oh yeah, you get it on your.
And guess what? I don't do care.
Yeah.
So then people are looking at me like, did you notice that your hair is coming to a point?
I know. It's just the grayer it gets, the fat.
Harder it is.
Yeah, you have to get it done so often. I remember my mom saying that, like, gray hairs are aggressive. They'll, like, you pluck them out and it's...
Yeah, and five come to its funeral. Yeah, don't pluck them.
2 inches long.
Yeah, I got one on my eyebrow that I'm like, you need to stay back.
I need all the pieces of hair that I can get.
Yeah,
I'm not
same.
Plucking anything.
No.
I'm like... try to tape them back in and stuff like that.
Yeah, 100%. Hair, what a fun
you guys,
thing.
It's beauty.
Well, I just wanted to say real quick, I watched a show that is very popular right now.
Ooh, what is it?
Nobody Wants This with Kristen Bell and Adam Brody. Why do I think that's wrong? Adam Brody.
Is...
I heard a girl on TikTok say the most perfect thing.
What?
She said, it's 40-year-old actors acting like they're 30 with 20-year-old problems dressed like they're teenagers. And I think it's literally a perfect description of that show. Here's the thing.
It sounds like me.
I like it because of that. I do think the writing is really good. I think, I think the writing is really good. I think everybody's talking about this really amazing kiss between the two of them that is like, he's a hot rabbi, she's a shiksa, and it goes into the world of what it's like for him to be a rabbi, and it really does kind of open the world. It certainly feels like the world of the people that I know that are Jewish that are like living in LA and like dating and sometimes like any of our Jewish friends that bring home like a Jewish girl, like there's always a thing. It's like really fun.
Yeah.
It makes fun of itself. They make fun of each other. Nobody is safe. Like, at first I was like, third episode, I was like, I kind of am bugged that they're both like 45 and acting like they're 32. But then, you know, it doesn't always have to be two people acting old, you know?
But also it is, if it takes place in LA, then you are 10 years younger, kind of. It's like,
biologically you're not.
But I mean, most of us are dating seriously. In your 30s.
Yes.
You're not dating seriously in your 20s
not
in Los Angeles.
Not if you're smart.
No way.
You're like,
oh my gosh. Dash
like
said to me
fish
the other
in a barrel.
Day, he goes, you could be a grandma in 10 years. And I'm like, but I won't be because you are going to live your life, man, for 20 more years and then you can have babies.
I'm like, 10 years? Okay. I mean, if that's where it goes for you in 10 years.
I don't want that. I want that, but I don't want that.
I mean, it's crazy. I think we're in this really weird part of life where we're literally in the middle and it's midlife, but it's like you have parents that are older.
I'm going to have a crisis then because dudes used to do that in the 80s and it looked like it was really fun.
I know. I think that people are having midlife crises now, but with each other. And I think that, like, you know.
Oh, instead of getting divorced and banging your secretary,
they're banging each other, but they're also just trying to reclaim sort of being young again. Like, I think this show kind of looks like that because I'm like, Kristen Bell's every bit of 45 years old and he's 45. And I'm like, what does that look like when two 45-year-olds are dating and they don't have kids in it? I mean, it's a world that, like, I don't know. So it was, I appreciated it. I thought it was really good. The kissing is fantastic. I'm like, hey, bro.
I think it needs more of that. I think it's like, it's a bad message to send that like you're young and young love is interesting and everything
else is
not. Because there's a mom that I saw on Instagram that does it's something single mom. And all she does is post thirst traps. And
God bless
her. It's all these single moms.
You know, she's happy.
Oh my God, yeah. It's, I mean,
What's her account?
I did a lot of research.
I just would like to say that I've been submitting on my own. And
she's got really good taste.
Okay, so it's kind of like your Pinterest board. You're like, I really like her taste in wallpaper. I like what she does with a sunken living room.
But and also this I'm like, none of this is realistic. None of these. I can't even imagine a scenario where any of these guys are interested in me. And I need it to be a little real.
Yeah, that's the problem with my fantasies is I'm like, you don't want to deal with me. Like, I'm like, I'd rather watch you with someone else than deal with me because I'm going to talk you out of this so fast.
I'd like to watch you with someone else who will try harder and is more athletic.
Yeah,
honestly,
that's willing to actually give a shit what her bedroom looks like.
Yeah. And for me, you're going to get a lot of your elbows on my hair.
Yeah.
It's,
do you really want to do this right now kind of vibe? So, yeah, I guess I need a little bit more enthusiasm in the space. I do have to say I love Tim Simons from Veep, and he's, like, super tall, and he's fucking so funny in this. He's, like, in the pocket.
Well, I got to watch it now.
He's fantastic. And the supporting cast is great. I forget the name of the woman who plays Kristen Bell's sister, but she did an interview where she – talked about how she was pooping and they rushed her. And so she wasn't done pooping and a little piece of poop got on the back of her dress and smeared everywhere. And she told it in an interview. And Tim Simons looks like he's going to turn inside out. That's what his face is doing. They have no idea that this is the story she's about to tell. And he goes, you do know this is interview, right? Yeah, she was on set.
Wow.
She went to poop. They banged on her door.
Who's the actress?
I forget. Casey, you might need to look it up. She's fantastic. And she... just cute, big eyes, blonde, like so sweet. And she goes, she's like, I pooped and a piece got in my dress and then it smeared everywhere. And the fact that she was so honest, I was like, you have just done major steps for a woman. Justine Loop?
She's also in Succession.
Oh,
of course. Of course, of course.
Wait.
She's the Connor.
Oh, yeah.
The girlfriend, she's awesome. And she's getting to spread her comedy wings in this. So it is a really delightful show.
And she's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
That poop story has not ruined her attractiveness for anyone, I
think. It was a pretty graphic poop story. I was impressed. It wasn't like somebody being, like a model being like, you know, I pay attention to my poop track. And everyone's like, oh my God, Kendall Jenner poops. This is a woman saying, it smeared. It was gross. It smelled bad. I got it on my dress. And I was like, good God.
Look, I think that story's getting out anyway. I think you tell it the way you want it to be told.
Yeah, you tell it first.
Yeah, not.
You don't need some PA going.
She wiped her ass with her dress. She's disgusting. You know.
Oh, God.
You got to make sure you tell that story right.
You got to get it out first. You're right.
At some point, you get it.
Smart.
It's like Kristen, like farting while she's doing the pull-ups for the Presidential Fitness Award. She's going to own that story.
Which I did not get.
Yeah, well,
I've never climbed harder.
You tried hard.
My
That's
feet were
happened.
Looked like a mountain climber, and Ooh. Then, and I was like,
working so hard to just force. Stuff
I did
out.
Control the narrative. I just should have stopped talking about it. The narrative had been it was out there.
My daughter is like an Olympic farter, and I'm like, I just want you to know that when you realize it's not funny anymore. Is going to be embarrassing. Like, you can do it around your friends. You're in the fourth grade, fifth or sixth grade.
They're key farting time.
I don't know.
Everything's hilarious. But Eleanor, like, too, and it's like, bap, 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 bap.
Funny face.
And then she, like, she looks at you like,
yeah.
Do you hear that? And I'm like, who didn't hear that?
I know. Well, my husband has this story about, like, streaking when he was a little kid.
Streaking his pants?
Oh, God, no, I'm sure. He's a kid, you know? Like, look,
we've all been there. You trusted it, and then you moved on, and you're like, whoops.
When he was a little kid, he'd take his clothes off and, like, run around real fast. And
then you get just old enough where everyone's like, no, it's weird.
Yeah, he said he was on a camping trip, and he was, like, 8 years old.
Oh, no.
And then everybody was like,
Yeah.
So that's what's going to happen. You're going to fart in mixed company, and they're not going to high-five you. They're going to be like,
ew.
They're going to act like it didn't happen, which is worse.
Yeah, and then you're like, wait, what?
And I know because I've got the farting car. When the walk away lock sound is fart, and I can't turn it off. My son did it.
My daughter did that to my phone. Except it's not a fart sound. She changed her name, which is very cute, to Eleanor Bestie in my phone.
Aww.
But then she has these fingernails that are like purple, and so they go every time I say her name. So to anybody, it's like Eleanor Bestie fingernails. Like I can't get. It predicts the. contact. And I'm like, Eleanor, I'm trying to talk to your pediatrician. I already don't like her. I don't want her to think I'm having fun with her.
Yeah.
You got to keep it serious. So then I have to make it an E, which is a nickname that we give her. And I'm like, it sounds like a DJ name.
Maybe because you don't love this pediatrician, you could fuck with her a little bit and send her like random, like just letters and emojis, like a toddler has your phone. And
she's like, you shouldn't be with your toddler, shouldn't have her phone. Well, that's how good of a pediatrician you are, is my daughter's 11.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Speaking of, I do have to say I have a pretty awesome Eleanor experience.
Ooh, okay.
That I have to tell you about.
Oh, God, yes.
I kind of gave you a little bit of a tidbit, but this goes much, much further than I expected. Okay. Everybody, everywhere, all schools fundraise, right?
Yes.
Like, I know I've given to everybody. Like, somebody posted, they were like, hey, my Girl Scout troop's trying to raise money.
By the way, she did not message me.
Oh, I know. And that's part of the story.
Okay. Okay.
So my daughter's going to an all-girls Catholic school. It's very cute. It's very small. And they have, instead of a gala or whatever, thank God, they do this walk. It's like a walk-a-thon. Okay.
Yeah.
That's where they make their money. And the money is going towards like financial aid for people in need and like the school. And the school.
That's nice because people at my school would be like, fuck that. And them and also my own kids.
Yeah, I'm going to drive a Maserati and give zero money.
Absolutely going to donate zero.
This school's definitely like a really nice mix of kids. Some have a lot of money. Some don't have any money. Most people are sort of in the middle. Fundraising is how the school and all the programming gets to stay. And they do this really big, big, big walk. Okay, so if the girls hit their goal, each girl hits their goal, the school gives them the day after Halloween off.
Perfect.
Literally the day after Halloween. Eleanor Sweeney, my very laid back, chill, less than aggressive girl goes, wait, what?
She wants that day off.
I've never seen a girl work harder for a day off than Eleanor Sweeney. Okay. So we get this notice from the school.
Well, the math doesn't work out. You're putting 2 days effort into just one day off.
Yeah, so she's like, are you kidding? We are weeks into this. Okay.
Oh my God.
So here's what she tells me. So I get an email and it says, hey, you know, your daughter is going to try to fundraise. This is the thing that they should send to friends and family. Here's a link.
Yeah,
you know, here's some examples of things you say or whatever. And I was like, it's weird that I haven't gotten anything from her yet. Like, she is really motivated. And she's talking about like where her number is. And obviously we already contributed a little bit just to get her started or whatever.
Kristen said, be ready because Eleanor's going to give you her sales pitch.
She's going to give a sales pitch. She has to call you. Because I get annoyed when some behold just text me and it's a link. I got like 8 and I was like, all right, buddy.
Don't be assumptive.
Look, I am one of those people that get annoyed when you come to the door without a Halloween costume. Like, what, you're going to at least, like, rake my yard.
Let's play the game.
So Eleanor tells me, I go, Eleanor, are you fundraising? And she's like, I'm trying. And I'm like, but did you email Grandma and Gerald and Grandma Hensley and Grandpa and Lay Uncle off. Matthew and Megan and Aunt Jen? And she goes, not yet. I went a different direction. I go, who did you email? She goes, Jeff Bezos. And I go, wait, what? And she goes, well, I got a couple others.
Amazon Jeff Bezos.
How did you get his email address? She goes, I Googled it. And I go, well, and she goes, but I didn't just send one. I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, I have a plan. I don't want him to think that I just want to use these people for their money. So I've sent a few emails just introducing myself. And I'm like, first of all, who's your email list? Who is receiving emails from Eleanor Sweeney at this point? She goes, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, the third most rich woman in the world. I go, who's that? And she goes, I don't know, but there was an email address attached. Olivia Rodrigo, Emma Watson, Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh my God, if like, any of this works.
Okay, this list has 11 names on it of people. And so I'm like, Eleanor, okay, first of all, let's just sidebar the conversation. She's randomly emailing somebody, right? But my favorite thing is she has a plan. She's sending three emails first that are just no reason emails.
What emails?
What are you saying?
She goes, sales.
She goes, icebreaker, Eleanor Sweeney here.
Yeah.
She's like, well, with Jeff, Mr. Bezos, I just sent him an email and I'm like, hello, Mr. Jeff, I'm Eleanor Sweeney. You might have seen me in the movie Unfrosted. And I just want to say, I think you're doing great with Amazon.
Oh, my God.
Good job
on Amazon.
Then she sends a second email. She's like, Eleanor Sweeney again, Mr. Bezos. I'm just checking in, seeing how your day's going. And then she sends the third email. And she's like, Mr. Bezos, I'm trying to raise money to get a day off at school.
Here's the link, Mr.
So she's got a multi-level marketing plan where she emails each person. And I go, Eleanor, how many emails have you sent to these random email addresses? She's like, so many. I go, have any of them responded? She's like, not one. On some level, I would love it if like Emma Watson, like, you know, gave her $100. But the fact that this girl has this plan, and what I really appreciated is she was like, I wanted to reach out to people that I knew. She always goes like this.
I wanted to reach out, have
a lot of extra cash, but I didn't want to ask people who have families and have a lot going on that I didn't want them to feel like they had to give me money. I was like, you're so sweet.
Oh my God.
We have to direct this in the correct way for capitalism, but I do appreciate where her head is. So Eleanor Sweeney is just rando emailing celebrities at this point.
I love it. I love it so much.
I go, you also have to point your arrow at people that will give you money.
Maybe they will. All you need is one of them to like give too much, right? To hit your goal. Like, right. How high is that goal got to be?
I know. And her list is so, I just want to see all the emails she sent to Olivia Rodrigo. She has been emailing Olivia Rodrigo for like 2 years.
That might be a hard one. I bet she gets a lot of rando emails.
Right. And also, are you going to open an email that says like, you know, catholicschool.org? Not if you're smart. Jeff Bezos is staying away from that. He's like, I'm not opening that. Like, but look,
I'm not an important person, but I will tell you that right now on my phone, I have.
If you tell me of Jeff Bezos.
120,718 unopened emails.
Yes, yeah, same.
So I am guessing that Olivia Rodrigo's got in the millions of unopened emails.
She's probably got people helping her open those emails. But Eleanor Sweeney, I'm impressed with her sales approach. She has not become discouraged at all. She's been on this for 2 weeks. So she's been sending three emails every day.
You know what?
To these people. And the third one is the only one where she asked for money. So just this person is getting three emails from Eleanor. And also, you know, she's not very good at emailing. So like she did finally send me one and it was like, hello, mother. This is your favorite child asking you for some money. Whenever she's nervous, she like talks like she's whistling at the side of her mouth.
Wow.
Like she's like, I'm going to ask you for some money.
What about Shark Tank people?
I know. Give her a second. She's going to add to the list.
You know, I bet really
she's probably
wealthy
exhausted.
People,
that's like, a lot of emails.
I bet they get a lot of requests for money, don't they?
I believe that like, so I knew this kid. I was a kid. I was in Orlando and his family won the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a lot of money. It's not like the crazy numbers now. It was like $20 million. Completely, obviously changed their lives, right? And at the time, I think he was like 11 or 12 when it hit. And he had a stutter at the time. And he was like, I would give, at 11 or 12, he was working on a speech impediment. And he was like, I would give all the money back. He was like, people asked, people that had sick kids asked for money. God. People who needed money asked for money. And they would approach him and he would get so nervous and it would cause his tics and his stutter I mean, listen, you know, you have all that money. You think that that's what you want, but it definitely, excuse me as I burp through it.
Yeah.
We all know where I was landing with that.
That would be like so burdensome.
Still make it work.
I would figure it out. That would be a pain that I would deal with, but
I'd hire someone to help me figure it out.
We are having at our school, like, and it makes me so mad. And I know I've covered this ad nauseum on this website, but we don't ask for that much. And when I say we don't ask for that much, it's still a lot, but it is not what.
Are you talking about the sunshades at your school for the picnic tables?
Yes.
That's what people fundraise for. It's not like a trip to the Bahamas.
No, here's the thing that pisses me off.
Although that would be awesome.
We just have the old school water fountains. You know, the ones that like barely have the water that comes out, the old cranky ones. Yeah. That is what we have at school. All the kids
and you can't
have,
even put them in the you can't even put your water in the water bottles.
No. So, for the last couple of years, we've been and just our school has a history of like not having a lot of people donating for and then it's like all you need is one person that you talk to go, yeah, they're fine. They've got enough money for it to put the seed in your head that you don't need to do it, you know? So like we wanted to get these water filtration things. You have to buy two. They're $30,000. And guess what? We raised the money and a long-term project is the sunshade. So kids don't like get sunburned and stuff.
Like today where it's going to be 110.
Yeah, because they eat lunch outside Southern California and they need some shade. So like those things to get put, the water filtration systems, they take a long time. And let me tell you why, because there's nothing, I read this, LAUSD is the largest employer in America.
Yeah.
In the United States, the largest employer. So the bureaucracy of LAUSD is what makes it like kind of tricky.
It makes it impossible.
Yes. So you have to choose a list from a list of vendors. You have to choose the lowest bid. You have to have a designated plant manager person to come out and look and see where
nothing
it's gonna
happens.
Go. And if you don't have the right plumbing, it's going to cost $45,000. So it's not easy. So we end the year. We see we have the money last year to put these in. The PTA does. And everybody, first day of school, is like, where's our water filtration systems? It's like, we're trying. We're trying. And you have the whole summer where you can't have anybody in there to do it. There's nobody that can, like, it'd be great if you could have the work done over the summer, but you can't. Like, we were trying to have these other things done. So just be ready for the kids when they came back. So now I think people are like not wanting to donate. And they're like, whatever happened to the sunshade? And I'm like, it's $200,000. And guess how much you did not donate?
Yeah.
$200,000. Like it's going to be, this is like 10 years from now, we might get it. Unless you people like coughed up what we ask.
Yeah.
And it's not an exorbitant amount of money. When people have to pay for daycare, they have to pay for tap lessons.
Yeah,
they have
all
to
you
pay
gotta
for
do
this stuff.
All you gotta do is go to one of the fancy private schools around here and you walk on, you're like, am I in a resort?
And it
this
also,
is this so is the thing. Bougie.
I'm not looking at anybody who's like pulling up in a 15-year-old Toyota Corolla asking where is their money.
Right.
Because I feel like all
of us. But they're the
us,
ones that give.
They are the ones that give.
They're always
they
the ones
that
their
give. Time.
Yep.
And I also feel like everybody should be of the spirit like, well, not everybody's going to be able to give the full amount, so we can give a little extra or whatever. So it is the people who I see pull up in such nice cars and in such fancy shoes.
You're looking at your list. I can see that you've donated $0.
That I don't get it, man. It's your kid.
Yeah.
It's your kid's school. Like,
I mean,
I don't get it. I've never heard an argument that's made me get it.
I don't get it either, but I do know what it feels like to be exhausted by constantly being asked for money. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm like, Because maybe you keep asking me, but then finally the person that hasn't like opened their purse yet finally does because you ask them. So I feel good about what I've given. I'm going to stand back. I'll wait for this person over here to finally give because you just are like throwing a wide net when it really comes down to it.
I've been on the side of trying to explain to people very politely why they need to give, like for the betterment of the school. And right. then it's like—
And it's tuition free. Like when it's a free— LAUSD has— it is such a big district. And, you know, Colin is a new teacher this year. And it's been, for all of you that have been asking, he's doing great. It's a very busy time. His school is so big.
It's very big.
3,000 people. There is an entire department, a history department, that it's its own building that is just other history teachers. I'm like, snooze, go over to drama.
It's a school because it does have so many students and so many different like charters and programs that it gets a lot of money.
It does.
And our principal uses our charter money to keep classroom size low. And she keeps teachers happy too. So they want to stay when you get really good teachers.
Yeah.
So like, I love it. But when I was like a room parent, Never. I would be like, come on. Everybody cough up money. Let's do this. Like it's for, you know, it's for the school. And then when it comes to like, there's a school party or whatever, everybody give to, I would say, I need everybody to donate $10. Here's what that will, that you Venmo me 10 bucks or Venmo me 15 bucks. And here's what it is. Cause I always felt like I don't want to get them tchotchkes or something like that. Like dumb candy or whatever for the party. I always get them like a hat they're going to decorate or an art project. Something they can keep. And then the food, whatever. And I'm like, this is what it's going to cost. Please give me $15. If you don't, I will pay the rest because I don't want my kid to have a shitty party. Okay, here's my Venmo.
We all pay cover charges one way or the other. We are all standing in line of a club being like, I'm going to give 25 bucks just to go in.
There's not one part of your life where you're not going to get nickeled and dimed. Be like okay with the one where your kid benefits from it.
Yes, it's true. And fundraising is tricky. I do feel like... Like, especially with Eleanor, I think it's really good for Eleanor to do a little of the footing herself, right? Plus, you sell a lot more with an 11-year-old.
I tell my kid, too. I'm like, you tell them why your school needs it. Yeah. And I think it's good for them to understand, too, that, like, none of this magically appears.
Right.
This is the effort of a lot of people.
I remember.
Look at how mad I am. Casey's like, oh, God, she doesn't want to look me in the eye right now.
I do remember, like, even in Central City where I'm from, this little, you know, small farm town, we would have to raise money for band uniforms or for all the small things. And I remember one year I had to sell pizzas, and I am Dewey's daughter, so the sales gene is strong in me.
Strong, yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to sell the most pizzas. I'm motivated. I want the free crap that you get with it.
Hell yeah.
But I also want
I want the claim to fame.
I think I was a freshman. I was like, I'm going to beat out everybody. I'm going to beat everybody in this band and in this school.
Nobody loves the buffalo or the bison more than me.
That's right. Go bison. Go big green. I'm going. Okay. So I went door to door with this list. I had a list and a pen. And I went. If I did not meet residents of Merritt County that I did not know existed, I'm telling you, I was out by the river. I was hitting the town. I was walking door to door and I was like, hi, my name's Kristen. I attend, you know, most of the time they were like, hi, Kristen. I know your dad. I'm like, okay, great. And I was like, can I interest you in a pizza? And they're like, no. And I'm like, but it's for the kids. I sold, Jen, so many pizzas. I think in the upwards of 120 pizzas. Yeah. And then because I had a severe case of attention deficit disorder,
uh-oh,
I lost the list.
Oh, boy.
But because I hyperfixate, I kind of memorized it a little bit. So I willy-nillied it. And I was like, Mr. Rogers, did you order two cheese pizzas? But I did win. I didn't just win. I obliterated it. I did better than everybody. But I was motivated. For that reason, I think it was we were getting all new band uniforms, new flags for Flag Corps. And there was just a little light in me that lit up. And I was like, I think that it does the right thing. And to add.
Also, it's like, oh, I'm even though I'm a kid, I'm capable of doing things.
There's really, and again, I think this, it's unfortunate that the programs I know of are in private schools, but it's just a matter of time. There are these like, young entrepreneurial programs that like, especially during COVID, kids were like, I'm going to make cookies. I'm going to start a business. And like, they get fired up. Like,
yes.
Listen, man, they have endless time and energy. Let's, Let's profit, shall we?
I do make my kids like go give their sales pitch and stuff like
that. Yeah, because you're not just sending a link to all my friends. No. It's tacky. I want, and you're going to write handwritten thank you notes because I'm 120.
Oh, that's nice. I don't have ADD, but I do have IDGAF, I think, because
I know what that is.
Somebody would like go, oh, where's my order? Like Addison was like, we ordered this, 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 and this from the, and I was like, how about some gummy bears and these? And yeah, for a lot of the people, I paid for it anyways. Because yeah. I was like, hey, I'll just give them to them as like
I just
a little.
Give money. I'm like, can I just write you a check? Don't make it hard. Oh my God. That's the other thing. If we're going to talk about fundraising, I say start the year hard.
Yep.
And make it easy. Make it flipping easy. Because my biggest complaint when we were at our elementary school, there was like by fifth grade, you're exhausted. You've given everything. You've given a ton of money. You hit those kindergarten teachers or those kindergarten parents, man. They're so excited that they don't have to pay for
That's
preschool.
The thing. Why are they not donating?
Well, I think when I went to one of the fundraising meetings, again, my attention deficit disorder kicking in, there were so many things that we like ways that you that they made it so hard to give money. So I like was listening to them like, and then you have to do this book page and then you have to do this thing. And I just raised my hand. I said, we have a lot of parents in here right now that I think would love to give a couple $100.
Yeah.
Where does it go? Who do we send it to? Well, it's not that easy. There's your problem. It needs to be that
needs
easy.
To be that easy.
Like, I don't care if it's a Venmo account. I trust that it will be done right. I don't, there is no way that I think anybody who is heading up room parents, PTA, any of that are unscrupulous. I just don't. There's a lot too many people up their butts.
That's right. There's a lot of checks
and
balances.
I am going to give to my daughter's fundraiser. I'm going to try to, oh God, I wish it wasn't like, should I give to on behalf of Olivia Rodrigo?
Wouldn't that be, no, she's going to tell that story. Yeah.
Get her into Harvard. She'd be like, I was fundraising and I put the word out 3 times a day with Olivia. She's been asking Olivia Rodrigo to see Unfrosted for as long as Unfrosted has been possible. It's so, so cute. And we went to Olivia Rodrigo's concert and she waved to her and Eleanor goes, I think she saw me. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. She's such a super fan. Olivia, give my daughter money. Jesus.
That's the entrepreneurial spirit that she's got. I kind of wish she was at our school. But I asked
the kids to give.
Well,
get money.
I don't know how to deal with this, but our middle school has got lots of extra money. So it's a very different thing. Like they have got like
it
a
really,
reserve fund that it's
I think
impressive.
There are just schools that have somebody who set up a plan and an approach that worked and some schools don't have it. And
yeah.
Like it must be vary from school to school. I mean, like I know that like for us, the Catholic school of it all, I'm like, if there is another parent party night where you shovel me with cheap wine and cheese and ask me for money, I know what you're doing. Like, I don't need to go to another luau.
I need to have one of those. We don't even do that at our school. But
well, maybe
I'll tell
you need to. Maybe you need to have a social event.
I would love to. I'm trying to. We're trying to do a paint and sip thing.
Fun. Yeah. I'd go to that.
Right? Okay.
I win.
Sell so many tickets. I want to do one of those party books where you throw a different kind of
party. See, but that's what I don't like. I don't like those things. That party book is the thing that I find so overwhelming. Like just give, I think there should be both. I think there should be a way to give a big chunk of money. Like if you're me, like, let me just give you some money.
I'll tell you why people make you do party book because you pay party book because people don't trust that you're going to
like. Party book is what? Like coupons?
No, it's this website. Look, hey, sponsor us. How about that? But my understanding is
you need to be the
it's this
face.
Website and it's like, okay, Kristen's going to sign up and she's going to do a poker night. Okay. So it costs $25 a ticket.
Okay.
And then it's $25 for chips, like to buy into the
poker
night, whatever.
Night.
All that money goes to party book. And then at the end of your fundraiser, they send you the money. So nobody thinks you're fucking stealing.
Oh my God.
Like it's so stupid. They think everybody, sorry, this really, nothing gets me. swearing more than charity, right? Because the kids' teachers are the ones who really get people to donate because people want to give to the kids' classroom.
I get that.
They want the teacher to like them. So, like, I was texting with a teacher last night because, you know, I help oversee all of this with the school. And she goes, well, my classroom usually wins and we haven't won. And she goes, I think I'm going to email parents who haven't donated directly. And I was like, do it, man.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll believe you because I said, I've tried.
I know there's, oh my God. So my husband, our agreement was when we were on the road, like he was awesome. It was like very early on in I Mom So Hard. It was like the agreement was if we were on the road, he would be a stay-at-home dad. And the other thing that he would do is volunteer at the school so that the kids saw one of us there.
Yeah.
So just for the record, I gave fat cash, but I wasn't there as much as Colin, right? And so then Colin is so good at that. He became like, I guess, not PTA, but it was the kind of the equivalent, but it was the
school site council and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So he would be part of the hiring process with all it. So he was very, very involved. And there was this other woman, and she was very involved too, and she's super cool, but I'm not going to say her name. But she was in charge of fundraising. So she knew on a micro level who had given and who had not. Mm-hmm. And my favorite thing to do, I'd be like, can she just tell me?
Try to get her to tell you with her eyes
and
or something?
I would be like, did they donate? And she's like, I cannot tell you. I'm like, did they donate? And she was like, I really, at one point she's like, you have to stop asking me. And I'm like, I can't. I need to know who's rolling in here with these $100,000 cars and not giving donate. Any money. Yeah. And my husband is driving a RAV4 and we are giving lots of money. If you just tell me who it is, then I can target them.
I do know in our school. I know who it is. And I also, because people are so resistant to giving at our school, they have lowered the amount that they ask for. And so at the beginning meetings, at the beginning where the parents are new, like if they're a new parent to the school or if they have like a kindergartner like incoming, I'm like this. I go, you are going to be asked for money. This is your chance to show off. Like really.
Yeah. Hit it big.
Hit it big. Like just go in here. I want to remember your name. Like just come
in
here.
If you say those words to me, if you say, if you do this thing, it will make you popular. I will set myself on fire trying to be cool. I'll be like, I need everybody to like me. How much money do I have to give? I don't have it, but let me write it. Let me write that check.
Look, it gets you a good reputation. I'll tell you that. For whatever else you are, maybe you're an asshole. You will be the person who is.
They'll give you a pass. They'll give you a pass.
Yeah, you're that guy who's an asshole, but they're like, Manny donates.
Yeah. That's all you got to say. And I will say, by the time we were, Eleanor was a fifth grader, which was the last year she was at our elementary school.
Can I say too?
Yeah.
If you show up and you help and you're not a complaining person, if you've not like given a dime, you get the same kind of white glove treatment.
Oh, like, there are like seven parents that I would say, you don't ask them for a dime.
No.
There were two parents that are like the fifth grade room parents who literally gave 40 to 50 hours a week unpaid just to deal with parents. I was like, you're a saint. You can literally run like this country or a studio, but you choose to run your fifth grade classroom, which I'm benefiting from. What do you want? What do you need? Like, please don't ask me to email anybody because let's leave that to my daughter. She's better at that. But I do think that the fifth grade exhaustion is a thing. Like by fifth grade, it was funny. I love going to our fundraising event every year that our school would have.
They
it was
have
a
such
big
a fun
dance.
One. I want to go.
Oh my God, it was so fun. But this last one, I was like, man, those third grade parents have a lot of energy. I think I'm out. I think I'm done. I think my time here has come to an end. But our school was very good at fundraising. There's like an entire team of people because they had set that in place that you kind of know going in that the expectation is you're going to give a lot of money because it's in an area where it's a public school. And unlike most of the schools in that neighborhood, which are just stupid money. I don't know what people do that they can afford that kind of tuition. I'm like, what is
the
job of
what people do?
Should I have been an anesthesiologist?
Yes. honestly,
I don't
yes.
think I can. I don't think I'm smart enough. But maybe a PA anesthesiologist.
They make a lot of money.
They make
too.
A lot of money. But I'm but considering
it's same kind of knowledge. It's a lot. It's a lot.
But I don't get malpractice.
But that's what I mean. I'll leave this on like a good tone,
okay.
which is that like it's the history kind of the school, and I will say since we started there. There have been a group of us who have been relentless about trying to change the culture of the school in
yeah.
terms of like having it be a giving, like
community
building. Like
you can only do that with people like you that can turn it on its side and go, this is the benefit of it being communal. But there is a price for that, right? Doesn't it? Don't you think that like if everybody's sort of cold and standoffish and they don't participate, they're like, well, I didn't need to give to the school because I, you know, it wasn't a place that I really patronized very much. I wasn't there very much. It's just a place for my kid to go to school. If you build the community and it's wonderful, I would feel like that would even be more reason to give. I'd be like, come on, you see all these people working so hard.
That
give back.
I do think that it has changed. Like last year we had a really good year of giving for us. That what was like asked at the beginning of the year and given is probably another school's like one night event, honestly.
Yeah.
But for us, it was like good. And I think that's a really good change because a lot of parents will like, I say to them, I'm like, here, give me, what's your name? Because I'm eventually going to have your number in my phone anyways, because I will send you a message and I will at least ask you for help if like
yeah.
nothing else. And like it's better. It is better now. And I feel like the culture of it is changing a little bit.
Yeah, because you've been working so hard, you and Britt too. I mean, you mostly, but have you ever thought about just emailing Jeff Bezos and asking him
if that
for
works,
some
I will
money?
Be more than pissed off, honestly, because
she goes, it's jeff@amazon.com. I go, if that fucking works. If
I have
that
been
works,
doing this
we're
wrong.
All idiots.
Because I've been signing up to get 1% back on groceries
I know.
For like years.
Bezos,
and that's all you got to do.
You need to give us some money.
But you know what? Amazon, they've got enough money, especially from what all of us moms are paying to Amazon. They don't do their charitable fund anymore. Like they used to allow schools to sign up. And you
oh, yeah. clear the list and all
not,
that stuff?
No, well, it would be like... you would have a charity of your choice
oh,
tied
right.
to your account. Mm. And whatever you spent, these applicable purchases, a percent goes to that charity. They did away with it.
That's
so
not cool.
Maybe you
we
should
have
write
it in
check.
Local business
Jeff.
in where we live. There are
the
certain places
stores,
you can go
yeah.
to and say, hey, I attend this school and they give you a percentage. One of them is the local tavern. So I'd like
smart.
To just say I will literally go up to people at the bar and I'll be like, hey, so you go to this school so that
so smart.
We can... put it towards the, and then I feel like the bartender's looking at me like, do you have any couth?
Hey, it's not, no skin off your nose, bartender.
Yeah, bartender who, don't even get me started, can't open 15 minutes early when it's graduation day.
Yeah,
shut up.
5 to 10 years, you're going to have a kindergartner and you're going to get
yeah.
where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
If you're still bartending here,
and
you're going
to be
like,
bartending
they go
next
to
you.
The school. Everybody that was in last night goes to the school.
Well, that's weird. It seems like you've really made your way.
Yeah, there's a lady in here selling pizza. She was very aggressive, but it's for the school, so I let her do it. I do have I have a hot flash.
Okay.
I know it's one that we've done before, though.
Well, I think I have mom box, which I normally don't do.
Well, this counts as a mom box
oh,
and
great.
A hot flash.
That's even more perfect.
She sent us a hot flash through the through our email box. So I'm going to, let me find her name first. I'll tell it to you. I think her name is, oh yeah.
Oh, I got a good one too. Maybe I'll, okay, do it.
This is from Christy Lind. And, there's a video that goes with it. And I know we've done this guy before, but not in this way. It's not all
oh
about
boy.
Him being hot. It's partly about him being
oh
hot.
Oh, God, all of us women have to find a reason why we like him. Can't just, like, think somebody's hot. Oh, my God, of course. He could be my...
She's blind. Okay. This is...
I love Post Malone so much. I think he's modern Jesus.
Okay. I don't know. There's something about that guy. So maybe Eleanor wants to add, look at that.
Oh yeah. She should email Post Malone. Okay. I think there's a real chance that he would say yes.
So this girl has brain cancer. She's now blind.
Jesus.
Big Post Malone fan. He gets off the stage. He's shirtless. He sits down on the ground with her.
Crisscross applesauce.
And talks to her and makes, like, I honestly have chills. Like, using celebrity for, like, and Nate's lost all this weight. He's looking good, too.
He looks so really good.
There's no lie. This is definitely a hot flash, too. And we all saw him in the Fortnite video.
I mean.
I watched that thing again.
I'm confused. But the thing is like, we're liking him because he's, like, liking himself. And he does good. He doesn't play by the rules that, like, I get really bugged when I feel like everything is so that you can have a recording of it. Like, sometimes it's just the stuff you do that you don't think anybody's watching that really sets you apart. And I feel like he's one of those guys. He clearly sitting down, he's, like, talking to her.
Ugh. Like, sitting down shirtless, you're not going to look your best. He is sitting down crisscross applesauce next to this little girl just to make her
day. I feel weird that I'm aroused. As you
Me
tell
too.
This, it's
I'm
weird.
Crying.
I'm like, I'm crying and
Any
turned
story
on.
That's got cancer involved in it shouldn't, like, but listen.
But with Post Malone, it
Post
really
Malone
takes a left turn.
And just being hot and generous and kind. And
I mean, shouldn't we be getting turned on by that?
Yes.
Shouldn't that be the thing that turns us on is, like, that instead of some guy doing one-arm push-ups, which I can appreciate?
Yeah, well.
The guy that jump ropes.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
That's really.
That's a good way to end.
I think we podcasted.
I think we did.